WMFO Medford, just after 10 a.m. I'm Mike. I've got a studio full of people, and it's all good stuff. Let me tell you what I played in that first set. But first, Mark, who graduated?
Rachel.
Rachel, happy graduation to you.
Well, yeah, we got a call for a request, but unfortunately the set list is full, so we won't be able to play the request, but we want to wish Rachel a very happy graduation.
Yay, Rachel. All right. So in that set, we played, started off with New Noise. Thanks again to Michael Morata. That was Arrows of Athena. And Insanity, that's off their brand new record called The Ghost Archives. Then Boston's own State of the Union, Killa, from Panaflex Blue, their album that came out quite a while ago. That was Bombs in Boston, love that.
Wow.
Washington Social Club, from 2004's Catching Looks, that was Breaking the Dawn. The Chelsea Curve, who just like had a sold-out crowd over at the Midway the other day for Ron Belanger, who finished his tenure with them. He's moving. So good luck to him. That was From All the Things and Top It Up. And just heard, what a beautiful track from The Sins' latest called Little Miss Lost. That was When We Were in Love. And we're all in love with the song. I mean, what are we saying in here, everybody? That was just like...
That was like dreamy.
Good morning.
Dreamy. Good. Talk into that thing. It likes you. Pretend you like it.
Oh, I love microphones.
Yes.
Hello. Good morning.
This is Judith, Agent Judy from Crow Follow, and Tim from Crow Follow as well. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Mike.
What the heck? What's going on?
Oh, it's also. It was funny as I was punching through the doors to get into the studio, my heart just started pounding, and I realized like there were so many years when I was like a kid, and I was like, I wish I could be on the radio. And here I am.
Here you are.
I'm very grateful.
We can all attest to it. You are on the radio.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah. Well, we're grateful to have you here. And it's really a great occasion for you to be here. It's new music.
Yes.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, we're psyched. And that's part of, otherwise, the adrenaline is pumping because this will be a sneak peek and debut of this song on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new single from us called I'm In Love With You.
I've never heard. Have you heard it? Because I've never heard it.
Well, you've heard it live, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that's how it goes. You start. You write a song.
Yeah.
You play it around. You know, toss it around with the band for a while, and then after a while, you start putting it in shows. Eventually, you record it, and then you drop it as a single. So what's unique is the recording version of the song.
The song
itself has been heard before.
When you play it live, How much stock do you put in the reaction it gets from the crowd as to whether or not you decide, well, I'm going to record that one because they like it? Or is it you that likes it?
It kind of varies. Mm. I mean, it was like, I mean, with dropping this song, we were like really psyched when we saw Goth Beach by Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like such a summer romp. I loved that song so much. And I was like, there was the little kid in me were like, I want to put out a summer song too.
Jeez, who is this little kid that you brought with you today? Is that Timmy and your Timothy?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Pretty much.
I have an alter ego too, but he's got a potty mouth, so I can't say anything from him.
Well, there's that guy too, but.
I can't even say his name. It's just bad.
Okay.
Well, that's why they made internet radio, you know?
That's right.
I've got a few.
But I can tune you in on my old kitchen dial, so I like that.
Yeah, you can.
So, yeah, so with this tune, we got Kelly Knapp was helping us with the vocals. She did a little bit of harmony on that.
She's been with you guys even on the last record,
too. Yeah, we did. Yeah, she's just sweet.
Yeah.
Really nice to work with.
Yep. Yep. And so how many songs do you have recorded toward a new album?
Three.
Is it going to be an EP, you think, or you're going for a full?
Well, so that's a discussion, you know? Like, I think, why do an EP when if you are just patient, you can have an album?
Yeah, but patience is a virtue that sometimes just doesn't make an appearance.
Exactly.
I think there are times for, different things. Like, someone had five songs done with a certain collection of people. The band stayed alive, but the people changed.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to make an EP with just that group of... That somehow felt like a natural break, like a real reason. In our case, I think we should be patient. But you never know. The moment might come when we've got five and we say, this is it, let's let them fly.
Well, I mean, there's always...
I'm not going to commit.
Okay, you don't have to commit. Well, there was a vibe, you know, there's always a vibe with you, too. The last album, you know, Red Velvet Radio, that was the vibe then. Is this one going to be a lot different? I mean, we'll hear the song.
It is changing. We're changing. Wonderful.
Do we know what the vibe is and what it might be called, or that's yet to be determined?
Well, we're getting a little harder. Our sound's getting a little harder in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we still do that. We have some songs that are like really dreamy and poetic, and we're starting to write some songs that chop a little more. So I don't want to say that we're going to do one or the other, but it's almost like we're adding to the spectrum of the kind of stuff that we do.
Well, and we're breaking up some of the structures, less to an end, for an end, trying to add more interesting instrumentation. And, you know, you're always casting a spell. It's just what kind of spell are you casting today?
Yeah. I mean, also, it's what was going on during the recording. I mean, when you were recording the last one, I mean, it was, you know, pandemic stuff.
We did it in two chunks, one pre-COVID, one post-COVID.
And you did practice in the driveway?
Yeah.
We did. That was really fun.
Yeah. I mean, so when we hear...
And we never, like, we were all... You know,
separated,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so when we hear this song, I mean, is it going to be very much different from Red Velvet Radio stuff, or what?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a lively summer. We just decided sometimes you have to tear it up, and go a little crazy, and then it's over before you know it.
So, is this a collab?
It's
did
a
both
little
of you
kickstart to your summer?
Well, here we are on June, whatever it is.
That's right.
15th, yeah.
Yes, we are a week and a day or something away from
the
summer solstice.
So who came up with this? That's was it collaboration or?
This song birthed itself. We were doing a show a while ago, and we got to the end, and the audience was asking for an encore. We ran out of tunes
like
at the
party
time.
Show.
We had no tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just made up this vamp on stage and just ad-libbed the verse, and then the chorus, "You Know I'm In Love With You," came out. And then afterwards, Judy said, "So what were the lyrics on that?" I said, "I can't remember." So she wrote the verses, and we kept the chorus and just chopped it like that for a while. And then when we decided to record, I wanted to put a little nasty, not nasty, but a little kind of twist at the front, so I wrote another couplet to jammed in right at the front of the song. So the song is a little bit more of a punch. And as far as the recording strategy, I wanted to have a little bit more of a treble bite than some of the stuff, because our stuff tends to be really dreamy, and people sit back and trance out. And I wanted to do something that was more like you're in the front seat.
Wake up.
And, you know, you're downshifting and doing the thing. So it's kind of like that.
And above all, using all of that as a vehicle to restate something that we state all the time is kind of a belief in the power of love in society and in the world, and the enormous need for it, and that it really is possible to love everyone, and that we could all just try to do that.
Cool. I wish that we can do that. All right, so here comes the $10 million question. I'm In Love With You. Was it written to each other? Was it written with anybody in mind? Or
it was You Know I'm In Love With You was actually directed at the audience, to the audience.
Okay.
Because it was just like, what a trip that you can, you know, my experience as a performer is to be on stage and to be able to be in love with everyone in the room and no one is jealous of each other.
Yeah.
Because it's this kind of like flow. It's the music is that magic that does that. It's a flow. It's not like one-on-one, but it's like a mass. The audience is creating as much as the performers.
All right. So I think we've yacked enough about this. I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to push this button and the song might start. And if it doesn't, I'm going to push a different button. So I'm just telling you, I don't use CDs a lot. All right. We've cleared the first hurdle. All right. This is brand new. This is debut, right? Radio debut?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, brand new from Crowfollow. This is I'm In Love With You right here at WMFL.
Something that I can ride now. Here
I can tell you had a blast with that.
Oh, yeah.
What a fun song. And it is different. I mean, in a good way. I mean, it's... I from the first time, this first note, it was like, whoa, this is Crowfellow?
Well,
that was good, because it wasn't all swampy and dreamy at all.
Well, summer, you want to drive fast in the summer,
yeah,
with the windows down.
Yeah.
So this one's dropping on Rock Garden Records. It's going to be the third single that we have done with them. And we work with Ethan DeSalt at New Alliance Audio. And as usual, there's a magic, there's a chemistry between us that we can do really well.
I hear great things about him.
And it was mastered by Pete Weiss, who just kicked ass on it.
Speaking of magicians.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never understood the value of mastering, honestly, until he mastered the album, Red Velvet
Radio. A lot of
Radio.
Artists that I talk to about mastering, it's like they finish the song, they just want the production staff to do what they do,
right,
and get something that they like. The sound of, they don't really want to be involved in that. Do you feel that way?
I don't want to do it. I want somebody else to do it that knows what they're doing. Because he makes it sound like you wanted it to sound. It's amazing.
Yeah, so there's got to be a real understanding between you and the...
Well, it's skills, and nobody can do everything. That's why you're a DJ, and I do what I do, and everybody does something different. Ethan does what he does.
Well, so when is the official release of that?
The 21st, so if you heard it, shh.
All right, so it's the 15th today, the 22nd is a week from today, so I can start playing it. I can play it again next week.
Yes, you can.
I'll have to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
I'll have to do that. That was really a great track.
Thank you
so much.
So I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Thank you.
But it might be a while, right?
Yeah, it's going to be. We have a couple of things in the oven, but nothing's done yet. So... and we're going to celebrate this single at the Jungle on the 28th. And we're playing with Emily Grogan Band, Galaxy Cake, and this wonderful three-piece all-girl punk rock band from New Hampshire called Catwolf. And if you haven't seen them, you really ought to check them out.
And where is this taking place?
It's at the Jungle on the 28th.
Okay. Yeah. And what other shows do you have besides that, if any, that are booked? All right.
We have the Burren Dan. When is the Burren?
I'll jump in on that one.
All right, you can jump on that mic right there.
This is Dan Anklin.
Bootleg Dan presents.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Boy, this is always fun. I agree with Tim. Every time I come in here, I get a rush. It definitely. This get in front of that microphone. It's
the air conditioner, I'm telling you.
It's not the air conditioner. I've been here without the air conditioner on. It's not the air conditioner.
That was awful, though.
But, hey, yeah, I want to tell you, I got some great shows. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But right now, Crowfellow is going to be playing with Arthur Alexander's band. This guy is a legend in New York on the West Coast. He lives in L.A. now. The Arthur Alexander band, he played with the Sorrows from 1980 from New York City. Power pop master.
P-S-A-R-O-S, Sorrows?
The Sorrows. S-O-R-R-O-W-S.
See, I'm making it hard.
And then on top of that, he played with the Poppies, another great power pop band. If you guys don't know this guy, you really do need to know him. And he's playing at the Burren. He's doing four shows with me on the East Coast, and one of them is the Burren with Crowfellow. But I'm still working on a third band to be announced. You should know that by next week.
All right.
And that's September 20th, correct?
That would be the 20th of September. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's an early show. We got Crowfellow going on around 6:15, 6:30. So you got to get there early.
Eat dinner beforehand.
The food there is really good.
All right, or eat there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to love Arthur. He is nicest guy. When I took the Sins out to L.A. to play the Viper Room, I met Arthur. He's on Big Stir Records, which is a great label in L.A., and he is very much looking forward to coming out here and play. He used to live in New York, and he hasn't been back to New York for a while, so stay tuned.
All right.
I got plenty of stuff coming up.
Yep, so since you got the microphone, you know,
all right, well,
what's going on this weekend?
All right, this weekend we've got, this weekend, great show tonight at the Square Root with Girl with a Hawk.
Yes.
Girl with a Hawk is playing at the Square Root with the Dogmatics.
See you there.
Are you kidding me? The legendary Dogmatics are playing at the Square Root. if the place isn't going to be busting at the seams, something's wrong. Get off your couch,
there
go
it is.
Out
there
and
it
rock
is.
And roll. And then to finish it off, and I've been a big fan of this woman for a while, Cindy Lawson on Rumbar Records.
Not Cindy Dawson?
Not no. Cindy Dawson.
It messes
don't
me
get,
up.
Don't get confused. It's
Cindy
not
Dawson.
Cindy Dawson. Cindy Dawson is of with the Sins.
I know. I just wanted to say.
All right, all right. Like I said, what? Cindy Lawson is so good. I can't wait. And supposedly, there's going to be Lou's going to be there. A Lou sighting. Lou Malibu of the great Rumbar Records. I'm looking forward to it. So that's what's going on this weekend. Next weekend, I'm going to be down at the Jersey Shore with the Sins. We're playing the Wonder Bar with Kanak. And Mike knows who Kanak is. We play him here all the time.
Love it.
Great band. So I'll be down there. And then on the 29th, boy, I'll tell you, this show will knock your socks off. I am so psyched about this. Mike Younger Trio from Nashville. One of the best singer-songwriters I've heard in a long time. And he's from Nashville. He's originally from, like, Toronto to New York to New Orleans. And then he ends up in Nashville.
And we're working on getting him to come here and talk
we're
to us here.
We're getting to get him to come in and play on the 29th, Saturday the 29th here.
Very nice.
And he's playing with a great rock Garden Records band. Hummingbird Syndicate.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
John and Lynn. They're nice. Psyched to be playing. And Satch Kern's band's also on the bill.
That's a bill.
That is a bill. Tickets are selling fast. Go out, get the advance sale tickets, save yourself some money. You will not be disappointed. Mike Younger was here last summer, did really well.
Go ahead. No, Judy, you want to
just
say something?
Yeah. I was when he was done, I meant.
No, that's okay.
I don't want to cut you off.
I love cutting them off.
Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to say that there's also another show that Rock Garden Records is throwing a showcase. And that's on
July.
The 26th and 27th of July at Warehouse 11, which is a super cool new space in the corner.
No,
down,
not Davis Square,
if
Union
you walk
Square.
Down the alley towards the
Union
jungle,
Square.
You pass the jungle on your left. And it's in the far corner on the right.
That's some lyrics right there. Walk down the alley, past the jungle, and then
that
there
is
you go.
Every what isn't lyrics?
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm sorry, Dan, were you done?
Hey, no problem. Right. Okay, also the 29th. I won't be there because I'm going to be at the Burren, but at the Skew in Providence. The Bickersons and the Sins are playing. Another great show. And then Sunday. Man, this weekend is going to be packed. Up at the Worthing Attic with Black Crow Productions, Dean and Lucia, my partners in crime and at the Worthing Attic. Got Mike Younger playing acoustic with Linda and Daniel of Girl with a Hawk, and Richard also playing acoustic, and Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp.
Oh, that's it.
Everybody,
that's
it's going to be acoustic in the round. Great show.
That's really nice.
Mike is going to have a great time in Boston. He did the last time he was here.
Yeah.
And he's really looking forward to coming back. And Destiny is going to be interviewing him on the 25th of June.
On Mark Skin Radio.
On Mark Skin Radio, just before he gets here.
So we're going to give Mr. Younger a nice Boston welcome here.
Yes, yes.
Nice.
So I am really excited. And a lot of other things coming up. I got the Greg Allen Fringe Religion playing up at the Worthing.
One of my favorites.
On Sunday, July 14th. I'm going to be down in New York for the Johnny Thunders birthday tribute on the 15th, 16th. I'm at Ralph's. Here's a great show with the Ballbusters and the Classic Ruins. Out at Ralph's and a lot of other stuff coming up. I got the Cave going to be in with the Gripweeds, Perilous 145. So just keep listening.
Where can people see your listings? Online?
On my Facebook page.
And
I have two Facebook pages.
Okay, tell us about it.
One of them is Anklin Dan, A-N-K-L-I-N Dan, and the other one is Bootleg Dan Presents. You can follow me on social media and find out what I'm up to, because I got between now and the end of the year, there's a whole lot going on.
Sure.
And I want to thank Mike again for having me on. It's always fun to talk about what I'm doing and keep the music going. And hey, just remember, all these great musicians are out there entertaining you. Music is not free. Just remember that. Music is not free. I'm tired of hearing people tell me, oh, $10 to see three great Boston bands? I tell them, you could pay $10 for a lousy beer.
All right, so no need to say, Dan, so what's on your mind?
You know what's on my mind. Pay the musicians.
I agree.
They're hardworking, and they're out there working for you to entertain you. So make it worth their while to go out there and work their butt off.
Yep. And Dan's little moniker that he's going to have trademarked is get off your couch.
Get off your couch and go out and rock and roll.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
You got it.
All right. I'm so excited all you guys are in the studio for this because you may remember about 2 weeks ago we had our live day here at WMFO. Right. And we've got them all post-produced and everything. And I'm going to play one, if I can, every week. It happened right over here behind me. We made this into an acoustic studio here in Studio A. And we had Sal Baglio here, who is a wonderful storyteller. And he's written this song called Home Again, which will bring a tear to your eye. It's just so awesome. And he did it right here, just him and his guitar. And I wanted to share this with you. This is Sal from 2 weeks ago right here.
And that's what the whole show is about. When all the clocks strike backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, and everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again. I will see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new. And the good guys playing all the hits for you when we go home again. And we'll see all of our friends the way they look back then, and it will only be that way for a day when we go home again. And my dad will be there, his hair will be thick, he'll show me some chords, how to hold the pick, and he won't get older and he won't get sick when we go home again. There's Grandpa and Barney Brass, Cousin Johnny taking photographs, Ma's made supper, now hurry fast, 'cause we are home again. When all the clocks striking backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up, you're back in your hometown, and everybody that was gone will be back around when we go home again, home again.
Right here, live in Studio A, the great Sal Baglio, and a beautiful song. The first time I heard that, I just couldn't tell you. I mean, it just blew me away because it's such sweet lyrics. And if you listen, I mean, it really takes you back. And that's what music does, right? It'll take you back to another time. Sometimes a better time, sometimes another time. But it's always going to bring you back somewhere. So wasn't that a treat?
It was lovely.
That was dreamy, and It was funny because hearing the timbre of his voice, Sal's voice, it brought me back to the Rat watching the Stompers back in the day.
Yeah.
So it was beautiful.
It's beautiful. All right, I'm going to try to play a memory from Live Day every week if I can remember myself. All right, so I'm very... Oh, you got that. Good. All right, so I've got another set of music to play. We've got Crow Follow here in the studio, Judith and Tim, and Mark Friedman's here, mm-hmm. and of course Bootleg Dan's here. And I want to start off with a brand new noise from a local luminary, really. Robin Lane has a brand new album coming out on Rock Garden Records, and this is from 30 years ago. It was recorded with Ducky Carlisle, and I don't think that it ever saw the light of day, but this was remastered by Todd Erickson. From Rock Garden Records, and it's just stunning. So this is Robin Lane, and it's called Out of the Ashes. It's new noise right here at WMFO Medford.
Rise up. stop loving you. I knew I had to pay what's due. I gave myself to the wind, gave myself to the mob that rules. When I stopped loving you, there was nothing that I could do. When I stopped loving you,
Damn, I love that song. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike, 10:47 in the morning. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. I think I'll start with the last one that I played. You can only play that like when it's summer. It's just a summer song.
Beautiful summer song.
Yeah, it's called The Pool. It's by Mayer Hawthorne. Came out in 2023 on his record called For All Time. It just makes me happy. I mean, that's what music does. So I love that. You know, staying cool in the pool. Perfect for this weekend. Absolutely. Just before that, The Great Stupidity. They're listening from Stockholm, Sweden.
Yes.
That's
wow.
Right. Thank you, Internet.
Hi.
So Monkey in a Suit is still a monkey. They just dropped the video for that today.
That's right. The video was dropped today. I just heard from Tommy.
Yeah, I wonder who that's about. Who could that be? It's a political song, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Orange. Oh, there's a hint
orange,
for you. There
yes.
You go.
Somebody
with orange hair. Do
there you go.
Orange face.
Yeah. Amplify Our Heads, just to change the subject. Yeah, more Sal Baglio,
wow.
Please.
Great
from
tune.
From his latest called Songs from They Came to Rock, which is a soundtrack. It's a movie about aliens that heard audio emissions and they wanted to come here because they wanted to rock. So that was Dead Star that was presented to Sal by Dan Kopko, and Dan singing leads on that. Excellent song. Justine and the Unclean was the second song of the set from her last and great record called The Signal Light. When I Stop Loving You, beautiful song. We miss you every day, Justine. I mean, the contribution you made to our scene here is can't be put into words.
It's been a year now.
Yep, just over a year. It doesn't seem like it.
Beautiful spirit.
Yeah, we miss you, Justine. And speaking of a beautiful spirit, Robin Lane started us off from a brand new effort that's going to come out on Rock Garden Records. That's a single. It's 30 years in the making. It's called Out of the Ashes, and it literally is. Brand new on Rock Garden Records.
With Ducky Carlisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
crazy.
Beautiful.
Rest in peace, Ducky. All right, at 10:49 in the morning, we're expecting something about the women to come in, and Joni from American Ocelot is going to be here as her guest. They should be in very soon, but until then, I'll sneak in a couple of tracks, and the first one I want to do is a brand new one from Speed Fossil. They recorded this at Abbey Road last week. Let me say that again. They recorded this at Abbey Road in London last week. They wrote it a few weeks beforehand, and this is the result. It's a new single from them called Silver Lining. It is new noise at WMFO.
Turn the music up, 'cause 'cause I need to hear it loud. I know there's a better place, I've seen it in my mind. Gonna try to get it right this time. I'm looking for an unlocked door that I can slide on through. Somewhere that I've been before, it's a room with a different view.
Spanish ladies, farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston, and so nevermore shall we see you again.
Castaways,
I ship wreck this
WMFO right here in Medford, 10:56 in the morning. Quick little set there. Started off with new noise from Speed Fossil. Brand new, recorded in London at Abbey Road Studios. Crazy Silver Lining. Wow. And Shanghai Lows, more wow, from their album that came out in 2022, Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks. That was Castaway. All right. I want to thank Mark Friedman so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Was awesome.
It. And, of course, Agent Judy and Tim from Crow Follow.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So, yeah, another 2 hours is over. But the good news is, coming in at 11 is Kirsten and Something About the Women.
Yay.
I think I saw her. Kirsten?
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Mike, how are you doing?
I feel like I haven't seen you in so long, but
that's
it hasn't been that long.
Well, I don't recognize you because you have a really beautiful haircut.
Oh, thank you.
May I call you?
It's growing out a little bit.
I want to call you Carol Brady.
I'm going for the Brady Bunch look. Mrs. Brady, and I'm going to have six foster dogs, and it's just going to be all fun and mayhem. I don't really know the Brady Bunch that well, so I'll have to watch a few episodes. And
how can that be? Everybody does.
I don't know. It was California in the 70s. We didn't have TV.
Oh, cool.
We ate granola.
And you listen to, like, you know, opera and highbrow stuff.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yes.
That was my childhood.
Do I know you or do I know you?
You know me.
I know
you.
You
know me. So fun seeing everybody in the studio. Mm-hmm. What it is a party.
A party.
It's good to see you, too. Yeah.
So what are you doing today on Something About the Women?
I'm hosting Joni Lynch of
Ocelot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Woo. So very, very, very excited about that. So appreciate. Hello. I'm looking at all of you musicians and guests that come and visit us here live in the studio. It's no small feat. Parking is not easy. We go up multiple flights of stairs. And, you know, Mike, your show is a little bit earlier than Something About the Women. So thank you.
Just a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So you have the power. You can start with whatever song you want.
I thought you pulled it up from Rivendell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I gave you the plug and then I thought, oh. All right. So you've got one of our favorites. We just played her,
yes.
Justine Kovalt.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a little over a year.
It's been a little over a year. And, you know, so this is one of my many stories, of course, with Justine. And so I had met Justine, and I, like Oliver Sacks, I have difficulty recognizing faces, and there ends the comparison. He has a few more brain cells than I do. So sometimes I have to meet people several times before I recognize their face, but I'll know everything about them. I just won't recognize their face.
Yeah.
And so I think the second or maybe even the third time I saw Justine, and you would think she's recognizable, that I didn't recognize her first, and she just came right up to me and she reintroduced herself. And so I now do that. If I see someone and I recognize them, I'm just going to repeat my name, just remind them who I am and not make them feel badly for not remembering me, because there's so much going on. And I love that practice. So I will pass that forward from Justine. And so if I ever see anybody in a show and I go and I've introduced myself for like the eighth time, don't take it personally. It's me. It's not
I think that all of us could say that about Justine. She was such a sweetheart. And the first thing you would see was her coming up, arms outstretched. I mean, that's just the way she was. So, yeah, we miss her. So you're going to start off with Heartache Knows Your Name from Justine.
Yes.
And that'll kick off Something About the Women from today. You'll be here till 1 o'clock. And Joni's coming in.
Joni's coming in. Dan's going to hang out with us. And it's all good.
All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for Kirsten, Something About the Women, right here on WMFO.